Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There is something that's wired in our DNA where we want to have things come together. Now, it's not just coming together for our career or our family, but it's a much deeper thing than that. It's coming together, knowing where our place is between our ancestors, ourselves, and our future. Knowing what our purpose is, knowing why we're here. And it's a pivotal thing. And most of us will get it together maybe for a split second and then it's gone. Now, for those of you who live here, who've lived here all your lives, you know what I'm talking about. When you look at certain structures and you know that your ancestors were in those structures, and you see your place within that, your ancestral home. For some of us, it's a little more difficult because we've moved far from home. And we want to connect. That's why I think those websites about ancestry.com are so popular, because we want to know what came before us. Even nationally, I've seen this. I went once to Mount Vernon. I took a trip with my sister, and we went to Mount Vernon and saw all the sites there from George Washington's home. And our last stop was at his tomb. And my sister was given George Washington's prayer to recite while all the tourists were standing around. And as she spoke the prayer, there were tears coming down people's faces. The man's been dead over two centuries, but we felt the connection. It's so important to know where we are and how we fit in, not only personally and in our families, but also in our nation and world. And I think of the Apostle Peter and how one day it came together for him in a split second. It was a little bit before the passage that was read. It was actually 6 days before the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus had asked the question, what's the word out in town? Well, who do people say that I am? And they said, well, you know, you're a prophet, you're a great guy. And he said, but what about you? What do you think? And Peter, in a flash of insight, said, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God, you're the Messiah. And Jesus said, attaboy, Peter. And then he said, now I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to die. And the Bible said he kept repeating that. I'm going to die. I'm going to be given up as a sacrifice. And so all that coming together and this glory, all of a sudden was poof, it was gone. And Peter took Jesus aside and said, stop saying that. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. And then 6 days comes about, and Jesus takes him up to a high mountain. And on the mountain, everything comes together again, and this time even more wondrous. It wasn't just a flash of insight. They see Jesus transformed, and then they see Moses and Elijah. Now, there were no photographs, but they still knew that it was Moses and Elijah. Maybe Jesus said, oh, hi, Moses, hi, Elijah. I don't know how they knew, but somehow they knew. And you think of those two men. Moses was the great liberator. And there was no monument to Moses. There was no gravesite. There was no place to go to pay homage to Moses, because the Bible said that when Moses died, he was up on the mountain with God, and God buried him. Well, God did a really good job, because nobody ever found out where the place was. So no one ever knew where Moses' body rested. And Elijah, the great prophet, was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, so there was no place to honor Elijah there on earth. And here these two great prophets of God were standing with Jesus. And it all came together for Peter. the great Messiah, the great prophets, all on the mountain. No wonder he said, let me preserve this. It's come together, not just for Peter, but for my nation. It's come together. And as he's speaking, God interrupts him, and the moment is gone. And he said, this is my son, listen to him. And they all fall down in absolute awe and terror. And Jesus comes up to them. And I think this is the most powerful part of this story, is not the robes turning white. It's not even the prophets coming to Jesus. It was when it was all said and done, Jesus said, get up and do not be afraid. For you see, life sometimes does come together for us in a split second. It comes together sometimes in weddings. Sometimes it comes together when we are at a baptism and we see a new generation coming to life and we're so excited and happy and we know that God is with us. But most of life is not together. If you have it all together, come see me after church. I want to know your secret. But most of us live life that's not together. And most of us wake up in the morning saying, what on earth am I doing on this planet? And we kind of schlep through life. Or maybe that's just me. And so every morning, I need to hear that voice of Jesus that says, get up and do not be afraid. The same Jesus that brought them up to the mountain, the same Jesus that was transformed before them, is the same Jesus that walked them down the mountain, who died on a cross, who was resurrected, and who is with us today, saying every single day, when my life is not together and I can't figure out why I'm here, don't be afraid. Get up and don't be afraid. And so we live in that reality until we see the glory of God, until heaven is open for us. We live in that reality where no, life is not together. We're thrilled at the few moments when it all comes together. But in those moments when we are a mess, that's when faith can be the strongest. And when we can lead lives of absolute glory, because we are relying on the one who said, get up, do not be afraid. There's a whole lot to be afraid of in this life, but the words of Jesus ring out today, get up and do not be afraid, because Jesus is with us each and every day, especially in the messes of life. And so, dear friends, if you're in a mess today, and you've said, you know, life is not only not together, I can't figure out why I'm even here, the words of Jesus are for you. Get up. Whatever you have to do, whatever task is in front of you, get up. Do not be afraid. You have the risen Savior with you this day and always. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the glory of the mountaintop. I thank you when we have everything together and can see clearly. But most especially, Lord, I thank you for the times when we cannot see one step in front of us, but we hear your voice ring out to get up and not be afraid. Help us to live in that reality this week, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.